This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 21st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. President Donald Trump welcomed thousands to the White House Easter egg roll. Happy Easter to everyone, he said, flanked on the White House balcony by his wife and the Easter Bunny mascot. President and First Lady visited the egg roll area where he blew a gold-toned whistle stamped with the presidential seal to start some of the races. President Donald Trump repeating his attacks today against the chair of the Fed Reserve, Jerome Powell, demanding that the central bank lower its key interest rate to boost the economy. Trump said that energy and grocery prices are substantially lower and there is virtually no inflation. Trump warned the economy could slow without rate cuts. Gas prices have fallen for the past 2 months, but food prices jumped in January and again in March. Overall, inflation remains above the Fed's 2% target. U.S. Vice President Vance held talks with India Prime Minister Modi today in New Delhi as they look to avoid U.S. tariff, negotiate a bilateral trade deal with Washington, and strengthen ties with the Trump administration. Vance met Modi as his residence in New Delhi, and the two leaders reviewed and positively assessed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation in a statement that came from Modi's office. They also welcomed significant progress in the expectations of a trade deal between the two countries. The Trump administration still intends to use port fees on Chinese-related vessels to support the domestic shipbuilding industry. Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the original plan would have presented a major challenge for the global shipping industry.
Not only in regards to potential higher costs in general, but one of the key components of that would be relatively high fees imposed on ocean vessels every time these ships stopped at any U.S. port of call. So not only would these fees be passed on to cargo owners through the higher shipping fees, but one of another concerns was that there would be potential service reductions in some of the key ports. One of those key ports being Oakland, which just so happens to be one of the highest volume ports for a high quality chilled U.S. beef import going into the Asian markets.
Hallstrom says the revisions allowed by the U.S. trade representative are significant, but still will impact trade.
First of all, the fees will be assessed on a per voyage basis versus a port of call basis, and also a maximum of 5 times per year is all that any given vessel could be charged. So definitely an improvement from where we were. In addition, there will be a fee assessment schedule based on net tonnage versus on charging a flat fee for every port of call. And lastly, in the same category, there's a improvement in the sense that some of the shorter haul routes into key destinations such as Central America and Colombia, for example, on U.S. beef and pork, the schedule is much more attractive in terms of fees and a lower per pound basis impact. USTR, in fact, did listen to the industry and the concerns that we had. Anything that adds cost to the process is always a concern, but compared to the original proposal, we are very encouraged by these improvements that USTR has made.
The revised service fee structure is based much more on vessel capacity rather than flat fees, making it less burdensome for smaller ships used on shorter routes such as to Central America and Colombia. U.S. Department of Agriculture this afternoon said corn planting has moved slightly ahead of the average pace, winter wheat condition falling slightly. That according to the USDA's NAS Weekly Crop Progress Report released this afternoon. NAS estimates the U.S. winter wheat crops at 45% good to excellent, 2 points lower than last week, the crop 15% headed nationwide. U.S. corn, 12% planted, 2% emerged. Soybeans, 8% planted nationwide. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming is unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. Make the expiring Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.